It's Tuesday, November 10th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Morningstar News reports that a Christian pastor was martyred in northern Uganda, Africa, at the hands of Muslims. David Omara was beat to death by a gang of six after conducting a radio program outlining the differences between Islam and the Christian faith. Heading into this week, the United States is in turmoil. The president has not conceded the election. His Democrat challenger has declared victory and looks forward to the inauguration. And the balance of power in the U.S. Senate has still yet to be determined, reports Politico.com. In addition, President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper yesterday, replacing him immediately with Christopher Miller, the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, as acting secretary. Responding to recent controversies relating to the presidential election, Christian leaders took varied positions. Southern Baptist leader Al Mohler warned against unsubstantiated, quote, generalized charges of voter fraud, end quote. However, Mohler said, quote, every single American citizen should be unsatisfied if there is any question about the actual veracity of the voting process, end quote. At this point, Mohler added that there is no, quote, credible concern, end quote, of election fraud, which could be considered, quote, a matter of public record, end quote, reports the Christian Post. Pastor Douglas Wilson points out that Americans have lost faith in the voting process due to big tech's, quote, monopolistic chokehold and its gigantic censorship machine, end quote. Texas pastor Jack Graham tweeted that he is, quote, praying that the lies and cheating will be exposed and Trump will be fairly reelected, end quote. And Pastor Robert Jeffress says it's too early to talk about a Biden presidency until the courts resolve the contentions. Daniel 2 verse 44 reminds us of Christ's kingdom lasting forever. And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The Dow Jones hit record levels, up 834 points in one day. The markets corrected most losses from the COVID-inspired economic shutdown after Pfizer announced a 90% effectiveness on a COVID vaccine. However, the ratio of total market cap to gross domestic product hit 176% yesterday. That's up from 45% in the 1980s and 90% in 2005. Jesse Felder of the Felder Report called this the, quote, picture of an extremely overvalued stock market, end quote. The power of Almighty God was evident in Hurricane Eta. It swept through Guatemala and then up into Florida over the weekend. The Category 4 hurricane resulted in at least 50 deaths in Guatemala as the result of a storm-induced landslide and brought up to a foot of rain into southern Florida. It was the worst earthquake of 2020. The death toll from the earthquake hitting Izmir, Turkey last week is up to 116 people, reports Reuters. Paul Carrington is on the ground in Izmir with this firsthand report for The Worldview.
We wanted to bring you up to speed on what's been happening here on the ground since the October 30th earthquake. It came in at about 7.0 in terms of magnitude. It was the strongest earthquake here in the region since the last 104 years. Needless to say, there's a lot of damage in and around where we live. In fact, 5 to 10 minutes away from our houses is a large tent city that has been set up. So there's about 1,040 tents set up in the park where families who have lost their apartments or their belongings or are afraid to go back to their apartments are now temporarily being housed. At the moment, there's 157 buildings that have been condemned.
Carrington also asked our Christian audience to be in prayer for the gospel to make its way into Turkey, especially during this time of national crisis. The tattooed, quote, gay welcoming, end quote, New York City Hillsong pastor Carl Lentz has been dismissed from his quote-unquote church on allegations of adultery. The pastor, who reportedly baptized pop singer Justin Bieber, admitted he had been, quote, unfaithful, end quote, in his marriage. Hillsong claims 150,000 church members worldwide and 50 million weekly listeners to their music. Let's just remember the words of Jesus. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Matthew 7, verses 18 through 20. The 7-day moving average on American COVID-19 deaths has settled around 1,000 per day. That's still down from 2,242 in April and up a little from 720 in October. The mainstream media reports that COVID-19 new cases are up 34% over last week, three times the new case numbers in April. However, the numbers do not reflect a percent based on the number of tests conducted. And finally, Democrat presidential hopeful Joe Biden took to the media on Monday, urging the nation to adopt universal mask wearing whenever out of the house. NBC reports that Biden is planning to pressure all governors and mayors of major cities across America to mandate masks. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, November 10th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.